Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Who wins in a fight between 100 men and a gorilla? I'll never think about this again. Look, read a book, do something else.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. We've got the manager, Pat Murphy, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Murph.
How are you?
Awesome. Couldn't wait to ask you this right out of the gate. I mean, what a bounce back for your starter last night, Tobias Myers. Last time you pulled him after two, said you wanted him to be more deliberate, to have a better plan
with
when
intent.
He took the hill. Yeah, with intent. That was the language you used, and he certainly responded very well.
He's a great kid, you know, no question about it. And he went out with intent. You could see it. And from pitch one, and he got us into the sixth and gave us a chance to win the game. So that's what, you know, that's like Peralta the day before. He, you know, he set the tone. The Cubs are the hottest team in baseball, and they've done a lot to shore up their team and make it one of the greats right now and spend a lot of money. And guess what? Freddie stood up and said, wait a minute, enough is enough. And that's what a leader does. And those two starts for us, you know, make a difference.
Murphy, as a manager, you're not only a manager of the game situations of the X's and O's of baseball, but you're also a manager of people. And you had to know that your guy, Tobias Myers, would respond in the way that he did and not shrink into a shell and start feeling sorry for himself.
Because some people
right?
would,
yeah.
right?
Different guys need different types of coaching.
Well, you know, you don't know for sure when you do it. You hope for that, yeah. But you don't know for sure. And but, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd say I knew Tobias would respond. And if he didn't, then he's got work to do. And that's okay, too. And I don't like that. But, again, no one does. But then, you know, okay, I gotta make some adjustments, and I got to go back to the drawing board. And I might need to go to AAA for a while and figure it out.
Christian Yelich goes yard in his 1,500th game. Can you put that in the perspective for the layperson? Playing 1,500 baseball games in the major leagues, what that is, how difficult that is to do?
Right, that's unusual, very unusual. It takes a special human. Yeah, he said yesterday, sitting in my office, he said, you know, it seems like so long ago, like another lifetime. You know what I mean? It was so long for him, but he just put in the work every single day. You show up, he's a great person. You show up every day, you get your stuff done, and you know, He kept adjusting to the game, and here he is today with a lot more left.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us this morning. We talked to Matt Arnold late last week, Murph, and he said he actually got to go up to Appleton to see the start from Brandon Woodruff at High A and liked what he saw. How soon do we see Woody back on the hill for us?
Yeah, I think we'll see him back fairly soon. I do. Within a couple of weeks, I think, and maybe two, maybe three. But the thing of it is, you know, I just warned the fans, like, he's coming off a major surgery, so he's going to need the support. He is who he is. He's the man. I mean, he's a great competitor. He's done so much for this organization and other people in the organization. He's one of a kind. And to fight through this injury that a lot of pitchers never make it back from, you know, we're just all pulling for him. Really, really hard. That'll be a great moment.
So Daz Cameron, obviously, you know, Mike Cameron, his father, who was in the stands on Sunday. That was pretty cool to see Daz score RBI and have a hit there for the crew with his dad in the stands. Is that becoming a normal thing now for you, where you're seeing guys that you knew back in the day have children who are now in the league?
Yeah. Grandchildren.
Yeah.
But, what's incredible is just the feeling that I'm sure they have as a family. And what Mike would have as a dad, to be part of that, even to witness that, yeah, I just, every day I get something like that, you know, and, it's really a privilege. That's why this is such an incredible journey. To witness things like this, they're more special than you know.
How's Counts doing? You get things a little bit settled down since Craig moved to Chicago and leading that team. You guys get any more time to chat now that things have settled?
I mean, we don't talk that often, but we do talk. We usually don't talk about our teams that much. We just talk about the families and things like that. We'll always be close. There's no question about it. He knows what he's got. He's driving a really fancy car right now, you know. And that club is really, really good, you know. And, yeah, he knows what he has. So he knows the little chihuahua is going to be biting at his tail the whole year. So we're gonna try to keep doing that.
Worth mentioning too. I mean, and you mentioned a couple of times over the outing. I mean, best offensive team in baseball right now are the Cubs, but things ebb and flow. Like, can you tell our guy to like cool off just a little bit here?
Yeah, it doesn't look like they are, right, but no. They will. I mean, good pitching always prevails, but they have the type of veterans that's just at the right level of their life. You know, like you're talking about Happ, Suzuki, Swanson, Horner, those guys, and then the young guys like Bush is an unheralded guy, first baseman, really good player, really good defender. The kid in center field with the blue hair, he's incredible. I mean, the kid's an incredible talent, just coming into his own. He's kind of in the Bryce Terang timeline of his career. You know, he touched it a little bit, then touched it a little bit more as a kind of a part-time, full-time guy last year, and now he's come into his own. Incredible talent. And then the kid they picked up from Houston is just, yeah, that's Tucker's one of the best hitters in the game. So they have a great ball club right now. Now they've got some injuries, not to the extent we do, but they have some injuries, and they'll have adversity like every other club in MLB, and it's baseball. I mean, you can hit a line drive and get it caught, and a blooper falls in, and that might be the difference in the game. So that's why you play 162, and you know, they gotta do it.
Hey Murph, have you at all been paying attention to this boat removal on the lakefront? This 33-foot boat that's been beached since October on Milwaukee's lakefront.
Is there a gorilla involved? Or
no, although maybe gorillas would help move it. They can't get it out. They have been trying to figure out how to remove it, and it's so waterlogged, and it's got 3 feet of sand in it, that today they shut down Lincoln Memorial Drive right now as we speak, and there are multiple tow trucks that usually flip up semis that are trying to drag this thing out of the water.
You're kidding me. I did not hear about it. But please fill me in next time we talk.
Happy to.
Did anything happen with the 100 gorillas, or was it the 100 men and a gorilla? Anything that is that out on the boat, or is that
very entirely?
Although I'm sure there'll be some game show made with the gorilla at some point on some channel.
Hey, great talking to you guys.
Thanks, Murph. Pat. Brewers and Astros again tonight, 6:40 first pitch at American Family Field. The team sitting in the stands.